This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Monday morning edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fans podcast. Coming to you from the Patio Studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinals baseball. And, of course, brought to you by our good friend Randy Green at InnovativeCompanies.com. Residential, commercial, industrial, he's got the construction team, heating and cooling team, and the electric team fired up and ready to take care of anything you may need. That's Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com. 35 years experience, second-generation craftsman. Give InnovativeCompanies.com an opportunity for your business. I guarantee you, once you meet Randy, you will go nowhere else. That's InnovativeCompanies.com. Well, folks, it's a Monday. We have our Cardinals, our Redbirds, have returned home from Mexico as they went down there and played the games there in Monterrey. And it looked like a great time had by all. I was Cardinals go 1-1 against the Reds. I'm sure Cardinal fans would have liked, to go 2-0. Who wouldn't? But they come home 1-1 after a trip like that. They had an opportunity. Waino pitched a heck of a game on Saturday to give them an opportunity to win. And in the end, a little bullpen, and then wasn't able to come through. And bullpen's been pretty good lately, so it's kind of hard to throw it on them. Although, I wonder about Ty Webb. I guess that's just my only question, but I'm not going to bitch and complain at this juncture. They left a lot of opportunities on the base. They could have put that thing away earlier in the game. They did not, but they did come back the next day and got some whooping sticks out, especially a guy who fans like to get on a little bit in Marcell Ozuna, and put it together pretty good. But the St. Louis Cardinals, I think we're still seeing them develop as a team. I think we're still, like most teams, it's still early, and they will identify themselves here in due time. But they do head back up to Milwaukee to play the Brewers, who are, everything we thought they'd be. They're heading up there to play in those friendly confines in Milwaukee, which, pitchers run and hide, so we need a better pitching performance. But that being said, I'm real curious to talk a little bit about the adventure down in Mexico. So let's welcome in everybody's favorite Cardinals broadcaster, Benji Molina. What's going on, pal?
What's going on, guys? I'm doing good, man. I'm happy to be back, and I'm doing good, man. I soak the whole thing in. I try to soak the whole thing in because it was pretty cool. Yeah. So I'm here, man. I'm here and I'm doing good.
Well, you're a trooper because flew through the night to Milwaukee, got to your hotel late, only to get up early in the morning and catch a flight home. So you are quite a trooper for joining us. So thanks for doing that. First off, before we get into the Cardinals and their actual play, tell us a little bit about the trip to Mexico and what that was like.
Oh, my gosh. That was awesome. We had so much fun. And you can see all the players were having fun. The only thing that I could say negative is just that it was very quick. It's a turnaround. Like, you get there, you got a day off, and then all of a sudden you play one game, and the next game you're out. So that's the only downside to this. It's just that it's just too quick. But you take that apart, and the whole experience was awesome, man. I mean, the fans were electric out there. They were having fun. You can see all the moms and with their daughters, with their sons, dancing around the hall every single inning when they put the music in between, and it was awesome. You can see the guys were enjoying it too. You know, it's a little different from United States baseball, so you know, a lot of the guys were soaking it in too. So it was a really, really great experience. Like you said, we could have won that game one, but could have, should have, would have, not, doesn't exist in baseball. So we lost, and then they came back and did their thing, man. They were just swinging, man. They just came out swinging. They were ready to play yesterday, and Marcel had a great game, man. Marcel, we were talking earlier before the game, and I was telling him that he's one of the guys that I don't worry about. I don't worry about Marcel, and I keep telling you guys that. I know fans wants to complain and wants to and find ways to get rid of Marcel. And I'm like, dude, you guys don't know what you have, man. That guy's getting comfortable in St. Louis right now. And he's hitting bombs, and he's hitting – he didn't start this way, Jimbo. He didn't start this way last year. So it was kind of slow. Now he's having fun. He's getting together with the guy. Dexter is having a better year, right, so far. You know, he's having a better at-bat and better, you know, performance and things. I mean, the whole team, Jimbo – it seems to me like they're clicking, you know, like they're finding ways, you know, and the back end of the bullpen, I mean, they're going to have their struggles that time, but for the most part, they've been pitching great, man. The whole team is doing unbelievable right now. If any time to go to Milwaukee and face those guys is right now. Milwaukee has lost a few games, and the Cardinals are, for me, hot. For me, hot. They won five in a row, lost one, and then won one. So this is the time to face the Milwaukee Brewers. So we'll see what happens tonight.
Yeah, it was a great day, obviously, yesterday for Marcel. I like, you know, you watch players, and we as fans feel like we know, you know, hey, this is what he's doing or this is what he's not doing. Now, to the eye yesterday, it seemed to me like he was staying on the pitches a little bit longer. I think when he gets in trouble, it looks like he's pulling off pitches a little bit. And I, you know, sometimes I know you've mentioned to me before that a lot of times when you would talk to hitters, when you were working with the Cardinal hitters and just throughout your whole career, as you've helped guys and worked with them and yourself, when you really start pulling off pitches, you tell guys, hey, go the other way, stay on a pitch. And we saw him hit that absolute bomb to right field. What does that do for a hitter when you can get them to stay on a pitch longer and really work through it as opposed to pulling out?
I think it's just straight up 100% confidence. You know, like when you take that pitch all the way out there and that's the hardest pitch to hit that way. And he did it. He hit a long, long home run. So what does that tell you? That's a lot of confidence to you to have the next at bat or to say, you know what, man, I could do this. Imagine what I can do if I can get the head out. You know what I'm saying? So it's all confidence, man. It builds up confidence to these guys. Not only him, I mean, Dex, you know, we saw Dex, like a few days ago, get a bloop base hit when the game was out of hand and we were winning by a lot, but he just broke a bat, bloop single, like 2 days, 3 days ago, maybe. And all of a sudden, here's Dex getting 2 hits a game. You know what I'm saying? So those little things can get you a lot of confidence, and you need confidence to play in the major league. And these kids are showing it. Long is having a great season. I mean, let me tell you, Jimbo, if he wasn't I don't know why he wasn't a gold glove at second base last year, right? I mean, that was just stupid. But this year, he's making some plays that you're like, man, that feels, Jimbo, it was really hard because he was turf to dirt. I don't know if you understand that, but he goes from the grass to the dirt, and it's not easy at all. And he was making it look easy. He was having great plays. That double play he turned with Votto, I mean, come on, man. Not everybody can do that play. So, I mean, those guys are bottling, you know, and you can see they're hustling. They're running hard. They're trying to beat up a ground ball. They're trying to go to the next base. You know, things like that. I mean, I'm telling you, Jimbo, from the bottom of my heart, I think this is the right time to face Milwaukee. Doesn't mean if they lose, they're bad. You know, it doesn't mean that, but But this is a perfect time. They're hot. They're feeling it, you know?
Yeah, they're kind of doing this now. They've gotten some power output from Goldschmidt, but they're kind of doing this without Goldschmidt really being Paul Goldschmidt. You know, I don't think it. I think we all know this guy's not going to hit 203.
He started off worse last year. He got the Silver Bat or something like that. The Silver Bat award.
Silver Slugger, yeah.
Silver Slugger. So I mean, I mean Marcel, Yachty, Goldschmidt. I don't worry about those guys. I really don't. It's the other guys that you have to pay attention to, and you know, and nobody knows what you're gonna get, you know, at times. But those guys, I told you, since I don't know if you remember, but I told you a long time ago. I said I don't worry about those guys. Those guys will produce, and that's what you want from them. Yeah, did he had a bone play that he shouldn't got on the wall? Gosh, a lot of kids don't even get on the wall. They don't give a crap. They like, oh, it's a home run. Bye bye. At least he's looking to steal a home run. He didn't work out for him because the ball wasn't a home run. I get it. It's a bonehead play, but so what? What the heck? He's not gonna be the last one. He's not gonna be the first one or the last one, buddy. So I don't worry about that, man. Marcel is a great defender. He's a great player. He has, and let me tell you this, Jimbo, real quick. Talking to Yachty, talking to Carp, talking to Waino. I had an opportunity to talk more with those guys because we're flying with them and stuff. So watching Jose Martinez and watching Ozuna play and watching Wong and watching Bader hustle, it gets energy to the whole team, man. That's what these guys look. That's what these guys are looking for. That's what these guys are seeing. It's that energy, that extra boost that you need at times that you're like, oh, man, I'm down. But you know what? The hell with that. We're not down. Let's go get it. You know, look at Marcel. Look at, Martinez. Look at, you know, and they feed off of that, you know. So it's good what they're living right now, man.
Yeah, I want to, it's like you said, I know, guys especially that have been through it. And I think a lot of people feel the same way you do. You know, some of the guys that have been through the wars, some of the guys that have been around for a long time, you tend to really, really feel like you have a pretty good idea of what they're going to do and where they're going to be in the end. I mean, I would say Paul Goldschmidt's one of those guys. Yachty's one of those guys. I'm glad you feel that way about like Marcel and guys like that. Some of the younger guys, a couple of them have started off really well. A couple of them, we need to see what's going to go on. I want to ask you about the younger guys. To this point. So I want you to, you can give that a little bit of a thought of where you think a couple of those guys are at in their game. Before we do that, though, I want to remind everybody to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. That's our website. You can do multiple things there. The number one thing you can do there, though, is subscribe to the podcast. It's very easy to do. Takes no time at all. You just click subscribe to the podcast. You can also listen to the current show. And now you can click on Two Birds Bloggers and read some of the great work that some of the fascinating people that we have associated ourselves with are doing when it comes to writing about Cardinal baseball. We've got a gentleman doing a recap of our shows. So I hope you guys are enjoying that as we try to expand out and give listeners a little bit more of what they want. You can also find us on our social media sites. Find us on Twitter. We are at Birds on a Bat Show. If you follow us and you're a Cardinal fan, we're going to follow you back. We love to jump in on some of those conversations at times. And really, it helps us kind of keep in touch with what people are saying, what they're thinking, and how they're feeling about Cardinal baseball. Same way with Facebook. Simply type in Two Birds on a Bat. We're going to ask you to like our page. Click invite your friends. Happy to have as many people like our Facebook page and jump in on those posts as possible. When you see our pinned post, more times than not, that's going to be the current show. Our ask of you there is to like that post, share it, and make a small comment on it. That helps the post become more relevant and reach more people. And that's how we get more people involved in the show. So thank you for doing so. We also are rewarding those listeners by every couple of weeks. If you've liked it, comment on it and shared it, we throw you into a pool. And we've been sending out some autographed baseballs to those listeners. So thank you for doing so. Find us on Instagram, Two Birds on a Bat show there as well. Simply like that and join in on the fun there. LineupMediaGroup.fm, you can find us there as well. Home of Yo Radio, the newest streaming platform. Download it for free on your mobile device today. To our partners, thank you for your continued support. Adam's Smokehouse, located on Watson Road, some of the best barbecue you're going to find in the Midwest, much less St. Louis. I know we're partial, but St. Louis, here's your cue. To get on down to Watson Road, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, open till 7. Don't forget, they do catering. They do box lunch orders. They have the specials every day, and Mike does it like, you know, he does it like nobody else, guys. He's really passionate, and he's really proud, and if you guys get in there, I know you're going to enjoy it. I can't tell you how many times I think Benji was there over the first homestand here, but I know he got his money's worth down there for sure. Polo and all the gang, whether they were from San Diego or L.A., I know they enjoyed it as well. To Gators Baseball Academy and their four-pillar system, make sure you check them out if you're interested in seeing if your son or daughter want to be part of a great program. Their four-pillar system is really designed around developing the kid as much off the field as it is on the field. But check them out. Some of their academies are great, their teams, the off-season training. I'm really proud to be associated with them. I'll be working with them over here in Illinois now as they expand their brand into Illinois. So you've got your Missouri Gators. You're now going to develop the Illinois Gator side as well. So for all my Illinois friends out there, if you want to learn more about it, you can private message me, and I can tell you everything you need to know. But that's GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. All right, my friend. I ask you, as I look at this thing, a couple of guys, I think that we admittedly, and rightfully so, at the beginning of the year, you start going, you know, I'm not worried about Yachty. I don't worry about Goldschmidt. Don't worry about this. But, you know, some of these younger guys, let's see where they're at. And I think the big one for me, because I don't know if he doesn't perform, I don't know who plays the position, was Paul DeJong. I'm really happy with his game right now. I think, you know, through his time here, he has really outperformed defensively how I thought he would handle that position. Now, he's not going to fool anybody into thinking he's Francisco Lindor, but the guy has played really steady. So I'm really happy with that. But offensively, he as well, I'm noticing, seems to be working through the ball more instead of pulling off it so much. So I'm real happy with his game right now. What's your thoughts?
I'm super excited for Paul DeJong. Super excited. He found something. I remember at the beginning he was striking out a lot. He wasn't swinging up baseball. He was very timid with the bat early on. And now it's just Paul DeJong. It's just having fun out there. It's just waiting for his pitch. He's not chasing so much. It doesn't mean he won't chase. That's not what I mean. It means that he doesn't do it so much as he did before. So, I'm super excited for him, very happy. He's a hardworking man, hardworking. He's always, every single time we went out there, Jimbo, he was in the cage working his game, and it's paid off. Very excited for him. Very good defender. Very, very good defender. Him and Colton Wong has been unbelievable. I've been paying a lot and close attention to them these past few days and you know, the whole season. Remember, we just did 9 games in a row. That gives us a pretty good idea on how these guys are playing, right? On how they're playing. So it is a really pleasure to watch right now. I'm really, really excited. I cannot even emphasize it so much that I'm really excited for this Cardinal team. But we'll see what happens, okay?
Yeah, he definitely has done well, and I think fans – he's becoming a guy that, you know, it's not like what we get out of him. If he's going to bat in that spot in the order, you know, you got to start counting on him a little bit, and he is not disappointed, so I'm excited about that. Colton Wong, batting in the bottom of the lineup, we talked about him. Obviously, he started off, you know, on complete fire. Now, he's come back down to earth a little bit. But you know what? Even though he didn't get some, I thought he took some good at-bats. And like you said, if he plays great defense and takes those great at-bats, I mean, that's
the whole thing.
Go ahead.
But what you're just mentioning right now is the whole thing. You can go come back down to earth, but how do you get there? He's having great at-bats. He's getting on base. He's getting RBIs. He's doing all these things. He's still doing it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the way you get there. That's the way you get to coming back to earth. If you were telling me that he struck out a lot or he haven't had it, swings and he just swings and he's struggling and that's different. But I'm really excited. He's had great at bats, man. He's gone the other way with balls, which we haven't seen that in a couple of years. I don't know if you remember, but I do. We haven't seen this going the other way thing from Wong, you know, in a while. So to see him do that and getting ready, I mean, I think the more he plays and health wise, he'll be fine, man. I'm really excited for him too, you know. We got some guys that we might. I don't think we need to get worried about. I don't think one of us. Maybe Bader is struggling a little bit with the bat. He's trying to swing too hard. O'Neill is showing us what he can do. O'Neill is not. It's nothing different, Jimbo. What you see from O'Neill is what you're gonna see the full year. You know what I'm saying? So I don't worry. Dexter's doing better. Ozuna, no worries. Then you go to first base. I got 0% of worry about Goldie, Yachty. Paul DeJong is swinging the bat with the best of them right now. So, I mean, the whole team, I'm telling you, if we're going to go to Milwaukee to face these powerhouse teams, this is the time, you know?
Yeah, you know, you kind of covered a couple of the things I was going to ask you about Harrison Bader being the one. I you know, you mentioned on there maybe you feel like he might be overswinging a little bit. You know, is he the type of guy that you go to or you hope somebody goes to and just says, look, I just need you to take good at bats because defensively we know what we have.
Exactly. I'm with you 100%. And he's just missing balls, you know, like you could see it right down the middle of the plate and he's fouling it off. He's really close to having a 10 day streak that is going to be unbelievable for him. The swing he takes, they're amazing. He's having a great swing. It's just that it happens at times. He cannot connect, you know. At times he just can't connect in the middle of the ball, and that happens. So he's very close to coming out, man. And watch out. Maybe today, who knows?
Yeah, the only pitcher I really want to ask you about at this juncture is Michaelis. You obviously got, you know, you've been up close and seen a couple of the starts. Are you seeing, like, you know, I felt like we were getting back to who he was and then it just kind of unraveled on him. Are you seeing anything that you're like, this looks a little different to me than last year? Or do you think this is just a matter of this is a league with professional hitters and they've seen him for a year. He's going to have to learn how to work through this.
My only concern with Michaelis is a little bit of velocity that I don't see him doing it yet. I don't think he's up the power top yet. So it concerns me a little bit, Jimbo. But the other thing that concerns me is hitting the spots, you know. We saw what could happen if he missed. We're facing, like you said, professional hitters, guys that will rake, and they're ready to face you every single night. So, I haven't seen the pinpoint control. Yesterday, the other day he was just, or yesterday, I'm sorry, he was just dealing. And all of a sudden he lost a couple balls. Matt Carpenter didn't make a play at third, which I didn't hear anybody say anything about Matt Carpenter. But if that would have been Martinez, you know, at first on the dirt ball, they would have been eating him up. But anyways, that's another story for another day. But that's what started everything, that little error by Carpenter, a routine play he couldn't make. So after that, everything fell apart. But after that, he could have controlled the ball a little better too. So that's the only concern, you know, a little bit of a power on his arm and a little bit of a, you know, control issue. But it's still early. I know we want to see the good outings, you know, like everybody else out there is doing. But sometimes it takes a little, you know, for some guys it takes a little. So we'll see. I think it's going to be fine. It's just a little power on it and the control.
Yeah, I'm going to, I'm going to, like, just keep on maintaining kind of how for this team I've looked at it since we started. You know, it's still early. You know, I'm still seeing guys. There's a lot of positives. I mean, I think in the end, if you want to do one thing at this juncture, and this is just me, okay, I'm not telling anybody you have to do this, But as I look at the St. Louis Cardinals, I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna go, okay, we're 15 games in, okay? You know, we're a half a game back of the Brewers. We've got 9 wins. They've played an extra game than us, right? They've played an extra game than us. We're getting ready to play them. At this juncture, I'm gonna look at this and I'm gonna say, it's early. I don't think we've played our best baseball at times. We've got some guys not performing like we thought we would, and we're 9-6. I'm pretty happy. I mean, we're seeing some things out of some guys that have me believing that one of the things, and again, we can talk about the Ty Webb decision all day long in Mexico, but I also am of the belief you can't pitch the same guys all the time. So I understand that too. But the truth of the matter is, we've got quite a few guys down in the bullpen that I think have been pretty darn good. Brebby has been good. Gant's been good. I think Dominic Leone has been good. Mike Myers has been pretty good. So, you know, if you're going to get that type of production out of those guys, I think the rest of it can figure itself out. Like I said, I think Andrew Miller's been a little better. I think he can get better. If they just figure out the other one or two, man, that bullpen could go from something that we've heard you say for 3 years, bullpen, 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 to, okay, how about our bullpen? You know, if that could be a big difference, in my opinion.
I think so, too. I'm with you. I don't think there's a problem with the bullpen right now. Maybe a couple of guys. You know, Webb had a boo-boo the other day. Yeah, that's okay. But he was pitching great the times that he came in. So you're not going to do great all the time. So, but then Dominic Leone, he was brought up early on in the season. Now he's not brought in anymore in those situations. Now it's Brevia. And Brevia's been pitching great, man. He's been giving you up. But you cannot hurt your guys in April. Just get that in your head. Not because this is not Nintendo. This is not PlayStation where you can go and pitch your guy 7 times, 7 days in a row and not have him hurt. This is not like that, Jimbo. The Brevia threw 3 days in a row at home, and then he went into Milwaukee after one day off, and he threw again. That's 4 out of 5. But and then the next day, you can't do that to the guy. You know, you got to bring Dominic Leone. He has to do his job. It's the same with Miller. Miller pitched a few days in a row, so guess what? Tyler Webb has to come out and do the job. And if he doesn't do it, you find a guy who did it, who can do it, I'm sorry. So it goes that way in the bullpen. You cannot burn your guys in April, and then in July they would not have an arm. That doesn't go that way. So when you guys don't see, why this guy didn't pitch? Oh, why that guy didn't throw? Oh, why this guy didn't put him in? Oh, man, we had a chance to. Well, there's a reason, buddy. You go back a couple of days, you go back 2-3 days, and then you'll figure out yourself. So this is baseball. This is not PlayStation. This is not something you can just put him up for 14 days in a row and they'll be fine. It doesn't work that way. You got to give your guys a day off. It works that way into the Cardinals, and it works that way with everybody in the major leagues.
Well, it's good to hear you say that, because I think sometimes we feel like these guys are robots and you can just throw them out there every day. And well, hey, it's the seventh inning. Where's Brebbia? Or where's Miller? Or where's, you know, it's sooner or later, all the guys are going to have to contribute.
You can throw him out there, but you will not have him in July, August, and September, because you can throw him. You can say, Brebbia, what is this, 9 games in a row? Okay, go, buddy. Yeah, you can do that. It's just that you won't have him later on in the season when you need him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, listen, I like what you're saying here. If we're going to go into Milwaukee, I like us going in there with some with a little bit of firepower. We've been playing well. Hopefully, we can put them back on their heels a little bit. You know, maybe
we won 6 out of 7, bro.
Yeah, pretty good.
The last 7 games. If any way you want to go to Milwaukee, it's right now. Obviously, we have to wait for the pitching, right? Whoever's pitching needs to step up and all that stuff. I get that. But the team in general, if you want to talk about going to Milwaukee, this is your chance right here. This is it. This is how you want to go in.
Well, I'm excited to see Dakota Hudson pitch. You know, I'd like to, you know, if he can keep, you know, the whole thing there is, you know, can you keep the ball down, not get it up? Because we know what happens when you get the ball up in Milwaukee. The ball just flies. So, you know, I'm excited to see what he can do.
Yeah, we need to have guys go six, man. We need to have the starting go six. And it makes life a lot easier on the relievers. And it makes life a lot easier for the manager and the coaching stuff. But if you go four, and if you go four and one third, man, that's a lot of pressure on the bullpen and the managers. So we need to see it. We can't be sitting here and say, oh, we hope and we pray he goes six. No, let's do six. Let's put these kids in their head. Anytime I have a chance to talk to them, because I talk to them a lot, you know, and they listen because I was a former catcher and they like listening. So, and they're good kids. And every time I tell them, it's like, hey, man, save your bullets. Go six. And I tell them, too. I say, I know you're trying. I'm not saying you're not. I'm just saying, put that in your head. Like, I'm going six. I'm going to save my bullets. If I have a 0-2 count, I'm not wasting any pitch. I'm going right after this freaking sucker. And let's get him out so I can be here standing on the mound in the sixth inning or the seventh. Because I am going to help my bullpen. So we've been talking about it. You know, I know these kids are trying hard. And at times you cannot do that. I mean, it doesn't happen when you want anyways. But at times you cannot get to the sixth and seventh. So that's fine, you know. But at least you have the mentality on it, you know.
Yeah, I've been pretty happy, I think, so far. Like I said, you look across baseball, there's ups and downs with any teams. If you look at the standings, I think it'll tell you a little bit of a story that, you know, you probably weren't ready for. So, I mean, what can you put into this right now? I mean, if you look at the American League, I mean, did you have Tampa Bay way out in front of the Yankees and Boston, who are way under 500, with the Baltimore Orioles in second place? Did you have the Minnesota Twins in first place in the Central? Did you have Seattle in first place in the West? I mean, you know, so for me, you know, the Padres in first place in the National League West. So the fact that the Cardinals are sitting there at 9-6, you know, .600 winning percentage, they're only a half a game out in the Central, and that half a game is the one that the Brewers have in hand. You know, I got to tell you, I'll take my chances. I like the team. I think we're moving in the right direction. I like some of the things you said today about some of the guys that you don't worry about. If we get some, you know, if we can get a couple more guys to pick it up, to your point, you know, if you're a couple of these guys, there's no better place to take your bat than to Milwaukee. So I'm excited about it. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, me too, Jimbo. Seriously, these guys are clicking at the right time. I mean, they're getting used to each other after their. And you know what? We have to give props to Shields because he hasn't changed the lineup much, you know? And what that does is stability. I don't know if I say it right, but stability is what it does to a team when you have the same guys going out there. You know what to expect. You know when you're going to hit. You know where you're going to hit. You go to the field knowing that this is me. I got to get the guy over if I'm hitting this way. You know what I'm saying? So to have that, I mean, you can see that it's paying off, man. It really is. And these guys are playing good ball. A couple mistakes on the road made us pay. But who doesn't go through that, man? I like their intensity. I like their, you know, they're committed to winning. They want to win. You can see it in their eyes. They, even when the Reds went up 5-1 or something like that in the other day, I mean, they battled back in that ninth inning. They put the tying run on the plate. I mean, these guys are clicking, man. And obviously, they're 1-6 out of 7, so they're pretty hot. And they know it, man. They know what they can do. So let's hope and keep watching and see if they can keep it up for a long time here, you know?
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Listen, we're having fun right now, right? You know, we can, you know, some of our playing good baseball, maybe our best baseball still ahead of us, and I like where we're going. So, again, I think some of your words today made a lot of sense. They've got some guys playing well, but they also have some guys that they're doing it without playing maybe their best, but you don't worry about those guys, and that's really where it's all going to go down. So for me, I like where you were going with today. We're going to see what happens when we hit Milwaukee. I sure like to go in there and give it to those guys and leave out of there in first place. So I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Obviously, I want to thank Benji Molina for joining us on the M4byYachty.com hotline. As we always say, you know, we encourage you to check out the M4byYachty.com brand. Great stuff, and does so much for his charity that, you know, we can't help but support one of our favorite St. Louis Cardinal players. To the Gators Baseball Academy, make sure you check them out, GatorsBaseballAcademy.com, home of the four-pillar system, located in Missouri and now expanding in Illinois. To learn more, contact me, or you can go through GatorsBaseballAcademy.com as well. If you're a high school player, make sure you look into the Gators Baseball Academy and improve your game and help you reach your goals, your dreams, whatever it may be. But that next level for you, I'm sure, is important. To Adam Smokehouse, make sure you check them out, located on Watson Road, open till 7 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Folks, I'm telling you, it's the best barbecue in St. Louis, and I know you think we're biased, but we've taken a lot of people there, especially in the last 2 weeks, and never an argument from them after they've had Adam's Smokehouse. Open till 7 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, available for box lunches. Get those orders in. Make sure you check them out for your catering needs, but I'm telling you, St. Louis, here's your cue. To our friends at Patio's, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal fans everywhere, make sure you check them out before for your pregame and your postgame celebrations when it comes to Cardinal baseball. To my friend, Randy Green, and I say my friend and your friend because once you meet him, you can't help but be the guy's friend. He'll help you with any job that you may have, residential, commercial, or industrial. He's got you covered. If you need the construction team, heating and cooling team, or the electric team, they're fired up and ready to go. That's Randy Green with InnovatedCompanies.com. Put his 35 years experience and his second-generation craftsmanship to work for you. Want to thank our Facebook partners and all the stuff that they do for us. Nate McHenry, RallySquirrel.com, Chris Lawless with Cardinals Nation, Cardinals 24/7, Ron and Crash there with Cards on Deck. Looking forward to working with all these people and all the stuff that they do. To Vicky and Linda, who run Fans of Yadier Molina, and I Am a Cardinal Fan. Yes, I am. Love both of those groups as well. Happy to be associated with them. STL Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals crew, St. Louis Cardinals Nation, some of the best ones out there, and I love it, and I'm happy to be associated with all of them. Check us out, twobirdsonabat.com. Would love for you guys to subscribe to the podcast through there and check out our bloggers at Two Birds Bloggers. Obviously, find us on Twitter at Birds on a Bat Show. As I always say, if you're a Cardinal fan and follow us, we're going to follow you back. Hit us up on Facebook, Two Birds on a Bat. Make sure you like our page. Click invite your friends. Find our pinned post. Make sure you've liked it, commented on it, and share it. It would mean a lot to us. And, of course, on Instagram at Two Birds on a Bat Show. We are part of lineupmediagroup.fm, home of Yo Radio, the newest streaming platform. Download it for free on your mobile device today. For all of us here at Two Birds on a Bat, let's go Birds!
Let's go Birds!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.